All right, adult life making decisions. It's called I'm Shout. Y'all ready? I'm Shout. All right, female rights here said, I got 3 kids to buy for back to school. I have a limited amount of money. I got roughly about $400 to buy school supplies, clothes, and shoes for 3 kids. I'm thinking about flipping my money a couple of ways. All legal, no limit. But it's no guarantee that it will work, especially before it's time for them to go back to school. Now, do I spend what I got and get what I can, or take my chances of flipping the money and I can get everything? $400 to buy for 3 kids? What you gonna buy?
That breaks down to about $133 per child. That's not bad. $133 per child?
What kids you buying for? I'll tell you in a minute. 570-WBG. Toll free to calculate 1-800-525-0098. That's 570-WBG. 1-800-525-0098. Adult life making decisions. Do you spend what you got or try to flip the money? And $133 check.
I can make it work.
I can make it work. I mean, it might be all my clothes, but.
Church is getting started with inspiration. You definitely going to need some bread. Inspiration, the power word of the morning.
Today's power word is coming from Pastor Jay, Next Level Ministries.
This is Pastor Jay.
And wisdom to know the difference.
All right, everybody call up and help this mother out. To shop at Goodwill or not to shop at Goodwill. That is the question. And while you're dialing this for Sean Mitchell, nobody greater right here on WPG, HD1 Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, your CBS radio station, Charlotte's number one for blazing hip hop and R&B, and also home of the Mary J. Blige Tickets is Power 98.
Nobody greater than you.
It's the crunkest morning show you've ever heard.
I think I'm going digital, digital. I'm about to go digital, digital.
With No Limit Larry and a Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's number one for blazing hip hop and R&B. 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. How today at Queen City is going to be right near 89. Right about now, it's about 71. Adult life, make a decision today. Hey, lady writes in, say, look, I got 3 kids to buy for back to school. I got a limited amount of money. I got about $400 to buy school supplies, clothes, and shoes. I'm thinking about flipping my money a couple of ways, all legal, but it's no guarantee that it will work, especially before it's time for them to go back to school. Do I spend what I got and get what I can, or do I take my chances of flipping the money and then I can get everything they need? Phone lines, Power 98, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Get what they need, not what they want.
Okay. All right. So just go on and get what they need, not what they want.
Okay. See, now, and
you're making it hard for the kids.
I'm making it hard for the kids.
Because, man, you know, just like you like the pop tags, kids like
no,
the pop
you're the
tags.
First person to say when your kids want a pop tag, well, they need to get a job.
They do. But I'm saying, because my kids spoiled, though. They spoiled.
Whose fault is that?
Exactly.
They mama's. Mm.
Hey, it's your fault.
It's their mama's fault, Jerry.
No. Yeah. You know what? Who take them school shopping?
It don't matter.
It do matter.
They mama may told them,
yeah,
you know
see,
mean,
he can't even get it out.
May either to eat, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying?
When I used to go school shopping, the first thing my mama did, which is a habit of mine now, is look right on the inside of that tag, see how much it costs.
Uh-huh.
And then if it costs too much, no,
put it right
slide
back.
It right
yeah,
on
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Let's go to the clearance
section. That ain't our rack.
Oh, man, if it look good, you're supposed to get it for the kids.
Okay.
Because when they look good, they learn good.
Okay.
When you learn good, you do good.
But you can't learn
when
good.
When you do good, daddy do good.
You can't learn good with no school supply.
Teamwork, make the dream. You're right. Okay. Yeah, you got about, see, and you said it breaks down about $133 a kid.
Yeah, it's about $133 a kid. I got a, this is good. Okay, like, we working with something.
Let me get this one call. Power 98, good morning. Let me see what
good
you
morning, Madhouse.
Good morning.
I'm going to karma, because that's not
going to
work.
I'm going to try Goodwill this year. I'm going to see if it works.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I am going to see if it works.
Yeah, not going to Goodwill.
Really, Goodwill shopping this weekend, kids.
I just went Sunday. I stopped by Goodwill and I found some stuff. I mean, like, you of course gotta look. That's the thing, is you have to spend the time looking, but you will find some stuff. Okay, but here's my thing. We got a whole week of back to school drives where we're giving out supplies all next week.
True.
So you come to 3 of those one day for each kid and get your supplies. That's knocked out right there. Now you get the basics from Walmart, or well, Target's a little more expensive, so let's just stick with Walmart, Family Dollar, you know, if they need underwear, socks, whatever. Ross and Goodwill, you can get some solid clothes. clothes, and you need to get those basic pieces. Don't be trying to buy them something that's like bright yellow where they can only wear that once, you know, at least once every month, not, you know, on the regular. But if you get them a pair of jeans, a couple nice, you know, button down shirts, navy blue or something, hey, listen, now you need to go get a job if you want choices.
Let me tell you what my mama did.
My daddy got a job.
My mama bought me two pair of jeans the same color. I wore them jokers four times that week.
Hey, you're supposed to make your kids do better than you, though.
Well,
hey, man, I learned how to overcome.
Charlotte's favorite family.
I get my mouth all set for some orange juice, and it's just a swallow in the container.
Well, swallow it and shut up.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 90.